taken office. Here's more on that story.
DeVos said in a recent interview that she remains committed to returning a lot of the power and decisions about education to the states instead of having it come from Washington.
They're the ones closest to the issues and best equipped to address the needs of the students.
DeVos has been criticized for her advocacy of charter and private schools and says she wants to keep investing in those to give parents more choices for their children. She stresses the department will not give up on public schools despite the views of her critics.
Leaders in California are very happy that the Writers Guild of America won't be striking because of the economic impact it could have had on the state. Jason Campidonia has more.
The Writers Guild of America reached a tentative agreement early this morning, avoiding a strike that could have crippled TV and film production. The deal came after last-minute bargaining during a media blackout 1 hour after the old contract expired. In a memo, the WGA says the union didn't get everything that they were asking for, and the TV companies didn't get everything they wanted either. The WGA strike 10 years ago cost the state about $2 billion. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
And President Trump honored the Air Force Academy football team at the White House today. Trump presented the Commander-in-Chief trophy to the Falcons during the Rose Garden ceremony. The Air Force earned the trophy by defeating Army and Navy this past season. Trump said it is an incredible honor to serve as their Commander-in-Chief. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters, and we're going to get started in about 2 minutes. But first, we're going to give you a little about the weather.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
So once again, this is Joe Peters, and we're going to give you the official weather forecast from downtown Flemington. Right now, we're looking at 70 degrees, and don't freak out. It's the last time you're going to see 70 for about 10 days, so we're going to get back to more seasonable weather. And there is no rain in sight, a few clouds. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 62, some clouds. Thursday, high of 64. Friday, high of 65. We're looking at some rain on Friday. Saturday, 64 again, Sunday, 58. So very moderate week coming up, and I would think that is, if you're like myself, you're thinking it's just a tad too warm today for this time of the year, well, that problem's going to resolve itself. It's going to cool off by this time tomorrow. So let me go through a few of our paid commercials. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank, the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de familia a familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
That's it. That's the end of our paid commercial. So if that last one sounded an awful lot like me, there's very good reason. That is my advertisement for my business. I do real estate in a private, non-commercial, more residential across both Hunterdon and Somerset. And I like to say I help people to make their dreams and goals come true. So if you're thinking about something that you'd like to know a little bit more, you can go to my site, jpeters.com. That's my last name, Joe Peters. jpeters.com, or call me, 908-238-0118, and we can talk a little more in a very non-pushy, informative fashion. So what's happening? It's the second of the month. The month just ended. It's already May. I mean, the April flowers, April showers bring May flowers. Well, it still was raining a little until this morning, but today it's unseasonably warm. It's going to get more seasonable for the next week. But real estate-wise, it's been a very unusual year. I mean, it almost started back at the elections with a very unusual campaign and election, and then it just carried forward. We have people buying all winter long. We only had two inclement weekends with any sort of snow during the whole winter, and as a result, people started buying it like it was spring. The net result is we ran out of houses. We're very short in the threes and fours, where it's very active with the first and second time buyers. And we're pretty short in just about every price point except the very higher ones, where it's obviously less of a market. We sold last month alone in Hunterdon County, this is all agents, 194 houses The month before, we had sold 189, so we did just a little better. And I'm telling you, we could have done twice as much business if we had houses to sell. And we're sitting there looking at a five-month supply. 4 to 6 is about average, so 5's right in the middle. If you're above 6 months supply, then in effect, you've got pressure on the prices. And if you got below 4 months supply, which we're at in the 2s, 3s, and 4s, you're probably seeing multiple offers and at least full price offers, sometimes above. Now, how do we get the month's supply? If you have 10 houses for sale and you sold 2, you divide one into the other. 2 sales, not closed yet, just sold in the last 30 days when under contract, gives you 5 months supply. So that's the numbers we're looking at. In the under 200s, we got 6 months supply. The 2 to 3s, we got 3 months supply. 3 to 4, it's almost going up the numbers, 4 months supply. 5 to 6, surprisingly, 5 months supply. We actually have 54 houses, I should say 126 houses for sale, and we sold 15 last month. So you divide one into the other, and that's where we come up that number. You get into the 6s, we get up the 6 month supply, the 7s up the 7 month supply, the 8s, sort of a no man's land up. We don't have a lot of listings in the 8s and 9s. We have 50 between all the 800 and 900 houses, and we sold between those two price points 5 houses last month. And then the over a million, we're sitting with 63 listings. We sold 3. You divide one into the other, it's almost a 2-year supply. Average price for houses that have gone under contract, well, first of all, 76% of all the houses sold were under $500,000. The balance, 24%, above 500, only 9%, or 17 sales were above 700. So 5s are still pretty active. 6 are somewhat active. And when you get into the 7s, 8s, and 9s and above, it becomes inactive really quickly. We have usual hot 3 towns. Clinton Township is one area. The Raritan Township and Reddington Township, those 3 areas sell about half of what we sell in Hunterdon County. That's where people want to live when they come out this way. And as a result, we have some areas that are doing better than others. But let's look at Clinton Township, for example. We had 86 houses for sale, and we sold, at least under contract, hasn't closed yet on all of them, 26. We have 3 months supply. On the other side, if you went into Hampton, we have 15 houses and we sold 1 because it's a 15-month supply. If you go into Frenchtown, similar numbers, 25, we sold 2. So we're looking with 911 houses for sale in Hunterdon County as residential real estate. We sold 194 in the last 30 days. As a result, divide one into the other, we got a 5-month supply. Average sale for houses in Hunterdon County is somewhere around $422,000 last month. Average list price for the new stuff that came on is almost $530,000. So we got a 20% difference. What happens? Well, sometimes people list optimistically. Secondly, the ones that are coming on probably won't sell for 2 or 3 months. So by then, maybe the higher price will be selling. But we're sitting there looking at today a 63-day average to sell houses. That's based on the last 30 days, the activity that went on in the month of April. If we looked at September, if we looked at Somerset County, they have roughly 1,500 houses, where we have roughly 900. They sold 400, where we sold 194. They're roughly 2 to 2.5 times our volume. They're sitting at a 4-month supply. They typically get about 20% more. The average sale over there went for 448, where we went, as I mentioned, for roughly 422, and their average list price is much higher as well. Their list price is averaging somewhere around 608, selling for 448. And there's about a 26% disparity there. Both counties are in pretty good shape. I mean, what I'm seeing here as a seasoned realtor, and I'm out all day, every day with people. I work leads groups. I talk to other realtors. I'm involved very heavily with real estate in both Somerset and Hunterdon. We're starved for inventory. If we had more inventory, we could sell more houses. Now, let me give you a Joe Peters philosophy on life as it exists today, the 2nd of May. I have at least 6, maybe 8 buyers that would buy a house tonight if I could find it for them. six or eight buyers. We've been looking for some of them over a year. Some of the price points up into the 800,000s, 900,000s, some as low as twos and threes. But since they can't find what they want to buy and they have something to sell, they're not going to list it just yet. And that is the problem, because there's six or eight other people. Not every one of them has something to sell, but let's say out of eight, six would sell a house. They're not going to sell those six till they find out what they want. So they're stopping six more people from buying a house, and they're not listing theirs. And it just sort of rolls downhill from there. Our issues with real estate are twofold. One is we don't have enough. And two, we are having a influx of people who have been in their house 10 or 12 years and have a pent-up demand looking to now list their house and either right-size, in some instances trade up, some instances trade down, some instances retire. And we're seeing more and more, and that's not really an issue. It's just a fact. It's happening more prevalently. Started happening in the second half of last year, and it's continuing through this year. Let me talk a little about what's happening. We have very strong consumer confidence, and it's prompted by a couple of things. One thing that prompts it is that the stock market has risen. I don't know what the numbers are, but it was somewhere in the 1800s, and it was touching 2200 today. It's risen that much since Election Day. I mean, it doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on. Politically, if you're in the stock market, you're probably got a smile on your face. We're sitting just under 21,000, 2949 as we speak, and we're, as I said, roughly around 1,800. So we have a very strong customer sentiment about feeling good about the economy. Number two, we're doing a little bit better with unemployment in New Jersey, although we slipped last month. I'm going to go over those numbers. And number three, we're doing a little bit better with short sales in New Jersey. So we're still number one in the nation, but we get better every year. So we're down to half of what we were 3 years ago, and hopefully in another 3 years we'll be out of the mess. But to some extent, the foreclosure properties are helping the situation by adding units to the inventory. Now, the customer demand was strong in the end of 2016. And driving prices up into 2017, that's continued. And the interesting point is that it's not slowing down. It's picking up. We have more and more demand every month, mainly with fear of interest rates going up. We're sitting just around 4% right now on a 30-year conventional. If you've got good credit and a job, you can get a 30-year conventional around 4%. We were at 3 and 5/8 at Election Day, so we've gone up 5/8. We're all the way up to 4 3/8 at one point, but we've dropped back. And we're still looking at maybe another half a point increase. We're thinking we're going to be around 4 3/4 by the end of the year. So if we merely go from 4 round numbers to 5, one whole point up, and we just about did that since Election Day, we lose 9% of our buying power. Say that backwards is, if you could afford at $400,000 a $500,000 house, that 4% interest, I should say, a $500,000, at a 5% interest, you can only afford roughly a $450,000 house. You lose about 9 or 10% of your buying power. Secondly, we're seeing mortgage money become readily available, and we're seeing a little bit of relaxation on the requirements. You still need to have pretty good credit. You're never going to get a no-doc loan again, I don't think. We've tightened up the mortgage and lending restrictions to the point where we are doing a very good job of managing what's happening. And because the economy is rising, in effect, interest rates are rising because they've been artificially brought down, and part of our nearly $20 trillion deficit is from that. And we've got, in one sentence, a short supply of inventory and a pent-up buying demand. And the affordability is in good shape due to increase in salaries. People are making a little bit more than they made last year. Nationwide, we went up 4%. In New Jersey, we probably got about one-tenth of that. And price-wise last year, nationwide housing, regular residential housing went up about 7%, and New Jersey went up about 0.7%, one-tenth of the national average again. But we've got stronger demand, we have a smaller supply, and guess what that's doing? It's the old supply and demand curve. It's driving prices up. It's not so bad. I think we're going to see a good year this year after only getting less than a percent last year. I think you're going to have more like 4 to 5% this year, although we said that at the beginning of last year, too, and it didn't happen, but it was primarily because of shortage of supply. Secondly, I think you're seeing that there is more and more inventory coming on the market every day. Right after income tax day, which was, I think, the 17th or 18th this year, we saw a plethora of listings come on. It was almost like people waited till I got their income taxes done and enlisted their property. I know I'm personally working on two or three right now, and if every other realtor is working on two or three, we're going to break this log jam up, because that's all we need is more listings. We've got the buyers. That's not the problem. It's the listings we don't have. So let's take a look at what else is happening. Once again, this is Joe Peters, and I'm looking through a printout of a listing that I get on a monthly basis from a service called Keeping Current Matters, and it does just that. It keeps me current, and I'm going through what some of the industry leaders are saying, and it's very interesting. What we're looking at is, and I'll just read the quote rather than paraphrase it, buyers came back in force last month. And this is from Lawrence Young, who's NAR chief economist. Seasonal uptick in listings were enough to fuel an increase in contract signings throughout the country. The stock market's continued rise and steady hiring in most markets is spurring significant interest in buying, as well as the expectation from some households that delaying their home search might mean paying more, which we just talked about. In today's market, many buyers think the trough in rates is over. If you don't get in now, it's just going to be worse later. This is Sam Cater, who's CoreLogic's deputy chief economist. Rates will continue to be higher as we go forward, and maybe inventory selection will even be lower, although we're hoping that's not the case. Number one from Lawrence Young. Realtors are reporting stronger foot traffic from a year ago. That means how many people are coming into open houses and showings on their houses that are listed. But low supply of inventory at affordable price ranges continues to be the pest that's pushing up price growth and pressuring the budgets of the prospective buyers. Newly listed properties are being snatched up quickly so far this year and leaving behind minimal choices for buyers. Now, I got to agree with them. I'm seeing it all over the place. Even though we only went up 0.7% last year, for instance, in Bridgewater and the under fives, we went up about 3%. So they beat the national average by a 4-to-1 ratio. It depends where you're at. Bridgewater is a red hot area, and where, what price point you're at, under 400, red hot. If you were in Holland Township and you were above 500, you probably saw a decrease in value. If you were in Clinton Township and you're above 600, maybe even the mid fives, you probably saw a decrease in value last year. So it depends where you're at geographically, and it depends the price point that you're at. People are looking to be in Hunterdon County and Clinton Township as one area, Reddington, Raritan. They're all contiguous around Route 31, spreading between Clinton and Flemington. If you go over to Somerset County, half of their business comes from Hillsborough, Franklin Township, just north of New Brunswick. The area is considered Bridgewater, Branchburg, and to some extent into Warren Township. So we're seeing a sweet spot in interest level based around the commutability to New York and the affordability of the houses that are there. When you get up into the hills and up into the higher prices, even in Warren Township, it's not happening. It's just as bad as anywhere else. But in the popular areas, at the popular price points, we're seeing price rise. We're seeing lots of activity. Jonathan Smoke, Realtor.com chief economist, arguably the biggest challenge to the buyers this spring will be simply finding a home and buy and getting it successfully under contract. I can't tell you how many people I'm working with. We've made offers on homes that didn't come to fruition because there were multiple offers above asking, sometimes cash, and we just lost out. And he's saying that's because the supply of homes for sale is at an all-time low and the demand is strong and getting stronger. Into the 2017 U.S. price spring selling season and listings, it is the spring selling season, and listings are scarcer than they've ever been. This is Bloomberg News. Bidding wars on perennial hot markets, and they're talking about places like San Francisco, but in our area, a hot market is Bridgewater or Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan. Bidding wars are sending prices higher and sparking desperation among buyers across the country. They can't find what they're looking for. And a lot of that I see because I do both counties. I see people that I'll meet over in Bridgewater, and I can't find what they're looking for. There's nothing available. It's priced too high. I have them follow me. We go on over 5 miles into Tewksbury or Reddington or Raritan or Clinton Town, and it's there. It's 20% less. It's a little more of a commute, but you know what? It's not a bad place to live. It's a great place to live, and sometimes that trade-off is worth it. With lean for sale inventories and low rental vacancies, we're under 2% on rentals as vacancy. Prices have outpaced inflation. Over 12 months through January of this year, the CoreLogic Home Price Index recorded a 7% rise in home prices nationally, and rental indexes up almost 3%, both rising faster than inflation. Low levels of home inventory persist as they are the main driver for home value growth. There's still plenty of interested buyers vying for a slim amount of homes that are for sale, pushing prices higher. Home values are likely to move higher as the spring buying season approaches. We're in it right now. And unless the number of homes increase. And home prices continue to climb across the nation. We're seeing CoreLogic say the home price index looks like about 4.8% nationally over the next 12 months, buoyed by a lack of inventory. So let's look at some statistics rather than quotes. The nation is poised to put on 4.8% increase in prices year over year. New Jersey is poised to put on 4.7, right at the national average. That's pretty good. A growing share of homeowners in NAR's first quarter home survey said now is a good time to sell, but until an increase in listings actually occurs, house prices will continue to move hastily. And then we have a mismatch because you got to look at where people are buying. Just because people are out buying, it doesn't mean they're buying uniformly at all price points. In starter homes, and a starter home is probably in our area under $350,000, we have 27% of our buyers list looking there, and only 21% of our houses are there. We're undermatched by almost 6%. In trade-up homes, and these are probably in the 4s to 6s in our area, the percentage of buyers looking are about 30%, and the percentage of inventory is 24%. But when we get up to premium, and I'd put premium above 700 in Hunterdon County, 45% of our inventory is there. I should say 45% of our buyers are looking there, and 54% of our inventory is in that premium area, and we've got like an 11% overage based on those two. There's a challenge. Is there a challenge with affordability? Housing Affordability Index measures whether or not a typical family earns enough money to buy a house. Basically, to buy 100 means a family's earning a median income that earns enough to qualify for a mortgage. Anything above 100 means a family is more than enough to qualify. Higher the score, the easier it is. We're sitting at a housing affordability of 161. We actually have discretionary affordability. In other words, since 2009, we have been above the 100 mark. And it now, at the today level, is the lowest it's been in 9 years. So the affordability is dwindling away, but we're still at a nice ratio. If we take a look at what's going to happen over the next couple of years, I think with prices going up and interest going up, the old 1-2 punch on your monthly payment, that's not going to last. Stronger wage growth is the silver lining in a report, outpacing home price growth. So we're making more money than houses are going up. That's good news. Steady income and job growth combined with the increase in building permit activity has increased the market potential for home sales on an annual basis. The outlook for further increases in market potential remains bullish. Increasing demands from millennials, first-time home buyers, and general bode well for housing market. Additionally, according to the most recent First American Real Estate Sentiment Index, how people feel, there's an increase in confidence among real estate professionals that buyer demand will remain strong, even if the rates exceed 5%. We're talking interest rates there. Average home equity rose to $13,700 for U.S. homeowners during 2016. The equity buildup has been supported by home price growth and pay down of principal, the old 1-2 in equity. And the CoreLogic Home Price Index for U.S. rose 6.3% over the year, ending in December of 2016. And further, about 1/4 of all outstanding mortgages have a term of 20 years or less, which is amortized more quickly than 30 years. So the less money, less years you have left on your mortgage, the quicker you're paying down your debt and accruing equity. Significant equity levels exist. The United States in general, 78.9, let's say 79% of all people in the United States have significant equity, which means they can do something if they want. In New Jersey, that's a 72%. And it's not that way all over the country. But it's good to hear that we have decent equity in New Jersey. And if you took a look at foreclosures, New Jersey still ranks number one. We are, if you look at New York and Pennsylvania and Maryland, are like 2, 3, and 4. I don't know the numbers exactly in a row, but the Northeast has got foreclosure issues. And that's because we have lagged the nation in rebuilding jobs. Completed foreclosures, we're doing better and better. It's improving year after year. The county experienced a wild ride of mortgage market between 2008 and 12, and as a result, we look back over the last 10 years, a foreclosure crisis, we cannot ignore the connection between jobs and home ownership. A healthy economy is driven by jobs, coupled with consumer confidence that usually leads to home ownership. Now, let's look at it in a New York, New Jersey basis. We're building up equity. We're building it up quicker in houses that only have 20 years left or more on a mortgage. And it's interesting. I saw a statistic here today, and that is that, let me see if I can find it, there is a significant percent, here it is, 30% of all houses in the country have no mortgage. Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, you still got to pay your taxes. You can still pay your maintenance or homeowner's fees. You still got to pay insurance. But the mortgage is probably 3/4 of what you pay each month to the bank. What we're seeing is jobs are increasing. We're earning more money. And equity is increasing. More people can move. The only thing that's not increasing is availability of new listings. And that is something that I think we will see increase. Hopefully by the time I talk to you again next month on this subject, we'll be doing better in that area as well. Average credit score by state. The whole country is a 737. Usually, if you're above 700, you're not in bad shape. If you're above 750, you're in really good shape. And a few people are above 800. If you look at the average nation credit score, it's 737. If you look at New Jersey, it's 745. Those are good numbers. We're not in bad shape. And if you take a look at the FICO score requirement in order to buy a new house, it is dropping steadily. In September, you had to have a 730. In October, it had to be, it was 731 in September. October, 730, 728, all the way down to 720 last month. Those are good numbers. In other words, it's easier to get a mortgage. You can't get a mortgage without a job. You can't get a mortgage without good credit. And you can't get a mortgage unless you have some money in your hand, because it costs somewhere between 4 and 6% to close on a house. But you can get a mortgage. We have money to lend. There have been points, I can remember them, where there was no money to lend. So jobs are building up, equity's building up, credit is available. We just don't have houses to sell. Average days on the market, we're sitting between 61 and 75. And I think I read the number earlier that Hunterdon County for average days on market was 63 last month. Existing home sales have kept up. I think we're like the 31st month in a row on existing home sales that have increased. Now, they're increasing at various points and various price points, but the Northeast is 1.5% above where it was a year ago, and the West is about 9% above where it was a year ago. Average on the nation is 5.4%. One of the things we don't have in Hunterdon County, or much of in Somerset County, although they have a lot more than us, is we do not have new construction. The only new construction I can think of in Hunterdon County, other than some one-offs where there's one or two houses going up, is there's a Toll Brothers development on Route 12, and it's a pretty high-end development. It's probably in the sevens and above. And there's a Toll Brothers development on Route 22 that is age-restricted. It's 55-plus, and it's in Reddington. And I've looked in there. They've advertised that you can get in there in the under fives, but you really get the lot you want and the features you want. You're probably well into the sixes. So because we don't have new construction, very little, people are swarming to the existing construction, and it's actually cheaper to buy new existing construction because it is all you've got to buy in some instances. And when you go to buy a new house, you've got to buy the land, you've got to finish it, put a septic, hook up the water, hook up the utilities, and put a house up, build a house, probably going to cost you $200 a square foot. So if you're going to put up a house on land, think 150 to 200, you're going to spend on a 3,000 square foot anywhere from 450 to 600,000, probably pay 2.25 for the lot. You're into the $800,000 range versus finding a really nice, already existing house for 5 to 6 somewhere that's maybe less than 15 years old. That's already landscaped. That already has the basement finished, and on and on and on. You buy a new house, it's yours. It's the pride of your life, but there's a lot that needs to be done. The basement probably isn't finished. The lot probably isn't landscaped, and you probably don't have a light bulb in any one of the fixtures. And all of that costs some money after a new house. But in other regions, that's not a problem. It's just in Hunterdon and Somerset. Once again, Hunterdon almost non-existing, and Somerset, if you get past the 202 Amwell Road intersection and head towards Franklin Township, which is what you'll run out there, there's going to be 6 or 8 new developments going up. So, net-net, we're not doing so bad. What we're looking at is a shortage of inventory. What we're looking at is equity building up so people can move around. That's why I'm seeing these people come in after 10 or 12 years. It used to be 7, but the 5 of them were bad years, so people took longer to realize they had enough equity to make a move. You're also looking at credit scores being built back up because people are working. You're looking at credit being a little easier to get. And you're looking at people having confidence. And I think there can be nothing better than people having confidence. People will buy when they have confidence that they can make the payments for the foreseeable future. Nobody can see 30 years down the pike. But if you don't feel you're going to be in your job for more than 6 months, you're probably not going to buy a car, much less a house. But if you feel confident and you've gotten a raise 2 years in a row and you see future in your job and maybe other companies coming into the area that you can progress upwards to, you, in effect, probably are going to buy the car and then the house. So in the Northeast, we're looking at home prices to go up maybe 4% next year. And if we're looking at it by price point, we're probably, and this is on a national basis, we're looking at most of the increase to be in the 250 to 500. We're looking at 10% increases there, 500 to 700. We're looking at 15% of the increase being there. The under 100 to 250 is just so few houses there. It's non-existent. Other things, seller traffic. We're seeing weak seller traffic. Now, you would look at that at the high level and say, whoa, what is he talking about? Demand is up, confidence is up, but we're not seeing traffic at the houses. Well, the reason is we don't have enough houses to have traffic at. I have agents in my office that are continuously looking for open houses. By this time of the year, they have two or three, and this year they don't have any, and or if they have the one or two, they've already been set this month, and you don't like to do an open house more than once every 3 weeks or so. So seller traffic is down, but mostly because inventory is down. Months of inventory is also down. We're sitting right now at 5 months inventory. So if we had 100 units and sold 20, divide one into the other, in the last 30 days, we in effect, we call it an absorption rate. We absorbed about 20% of the inventory, or one-fifth, or you've got a five-month if you've waited to absorb it all. Months of inventory, still low. New home inventory around here, not a big issue. Buyer traffic. By state, New Jersey is strong with buyer traffic. Now, this differs from foot traffic. Foot traffic means people come into open houses. Buyer traffic means I've got easily two dozen buyers I'm working with. I have easily 6 to 8 buyers that would buy tonight if we could find the right house. We're looking every morning. We're going out every evening and looking at them when they come on. But foot traffic, because we don't have enough houses, is down. Buyer traffic is not. Interest rates. Let's talk about where we're at. 30-year fixed is sitting right around 4%. So we went from 3 3/8 all the way up to about 4 3/8, and then we pulled back. And when this chart was done, it said 4.1, but I saw something just 2 days ago that said 3.98. So we're right around 4%. And if you went out and looked at some of the more exotic, you can get a 5 or 7 year adjustable where you pay one price to the end, but you've probably paid nothing but interest, or mostly just interest. You haven't paid anything down on the equity side. You could get better rates than that. And it's a 15-year mortgage or a 20-year mortgage is better as well. So there's less risk the shorter the term of the mortgage. Mortgage rate projections, we're sitting, as I said, around 4.0, just to use round numbers. The average of all three, Fannie Mae, MBA, and NAR, the three leading projections on mortgage rates, say that by the fourth quarter, 2018 second quarter, a year from now, we're going to be sitting at 4 3/4. We're going to go up another 3/4 from where we're sitting today. So if you lose 9% on a whole point, you're going to lose somewhere around 7% on a 3/4 of a point jump. That's a big loss. Credit availability. This is always a question. How much credit is available? If you're in good shape and you have all the confidence in the world and you can't borrow money because money isn't available, that's an issue. That happened right after 9/11, for example. There's very little money. None of us were too sure what the heck was going on. And as a result, it took about 6 to 12 months to sort through that. We have credit availability. And we have the days to close a loan picking up. So I shouldn't say picking up, but at least being better. We're down to about 6 weeks to close a loan. We're looking at FICO scores that we were at 720 in February for the average FICO score. The distribution, though, is different. If you look at 55% of our FICO scores are between 600 and 750. Only 10% are between 600 and 650, another 20% between 650 and 7, and another 25% in between 7 and 750. The 750 to 799 is 32% of our business. That's your conventional loans, people. The other is probably, depending on your FICO score and the amount you have to put down and the length of job, you're probably looking at an FHA. Now, what's the difference between an FHA? FHA means you're going to borrow from the government, and you're going to pay a little bit of insurance if you don't put 20% down, and you're going to pay a little bit of a higher rate and some upfront money because it's a riskier loan. Where if you go to the bank, let me just pick a bank at random, Chase. I'm not favoring it. It's the first name that comes to my mind, so I guess they're doing good advertising. You go to Chase and you put 20% down or less, and you get a mortgage. It's called a conventional, and there is no insurance if you put 20% down. And as long as you've got good credit, and I think your credit would have to be probably above 700 to fit into there, you're going to get a mortgage for 30 years at a very reasonable rate. Average back end to debt, you get into this when you start talking to your mortgage, and then it's like, what the hell is he talking about, or she? What this means, there's a front-end ratio and there's a back-end ratio. The front-end ratio is strictly somewhere between 30 and 33%. If you gross $50,000 a year, 30% of $50,000 is roughly $15,000. And if you divide that by 12, it's about $1,250 a month. So for every $50,000 you earn, you can afford $1,250 a month, and that is your front-end ratio. So how does that work? That means if you went out and bought a townhouse, and the townhouse was $200, and your interest and principal on that was $1,000, and your taxes were somewhere around an average tax on a townhouse might be $6,000, so that's $500 a month. So you're at $1,500. You still got to pay homeowners and insurance. You're at $800. You're underwater by about six. You need to earn more to buy a $200,000 townhouse than $50,000. That's one ratio they look at. The other ratio is the back end, because you don't have just the mortgage. You have a car payment. You've probably got a couple of credit cards kicking around if you don't pay them off every month. You may even still have some student loan. Average millennial is sporting $350 a month student loan right now. That can't be above 43%. So right up front, your mortgage person is going to say, let's take a look, and let's go through the three things again. Let's take a look at how much you earn. Let's take a look at how much credit you have, and let's take a look about your job situation. And then there's the fourth that's not as important, because if the other three don't work, the fourth probably doesn't matter, and that is how much cash do you have? How much reserve, they call it, do you have? Because it's going to take somewhere between 4 and 6% to close on a mortgage. This is how it works. So what is it, I would say, in order to sum things up? Well, rather than think of it from the top of my head, I'm going to go to my newsletter, and if you go to jpeters.com and you look at market updates, you'll see this newsletter. You can subscribe to it there and get it in an email each month. But here is what's happening right now. In summary, last year was abnormal. We talked about that. And we did not have a severe winter, and we talked about that. 2017 has kicked off strong with increase in the stock market, interest rates, and it has resulted in increased consumer confidence. The job market's not doing bad. We saw a surge in home sales, but not prices, in Central Jersey in 2016, especially under 400,000 market. And we also are seeing people in their homes over 10 years ready to make a trade. I did this about 7-8 years ago. We had a big, you might call it a mega mansion, and we just decided it was two people, it was a 4,000 square foot house. We didn't need that much house to take care of and heat and maintain and cut the grass and have the maid clean anymore. And we sold it and we downsized. That was our point, but it was, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. People are reaching that now. They either want a different style house, or they may want to sell a house and go into a 55-plus community. The kids are gone. They want to trade down. They don't need as big of a house as they have, but want to stay in the same area. The kids are more than they had 5 to 10 years ago, so they need a bigger house. There's a lot of reasons to change the house. But we're seeing the most effect on prices in the under 400K market. The over 500K market is starting to show a little bit more activity, but it diminishes based on your location and price. And remember that. What I'm talking about is in general. It isn't uniformly everywhere. That's why when you see the newscaster, I call them talking heads, on the news saying house prices are up 7%, well, they are somewhere. That doesn't mean they're here in Hunterdon County or over in Somerset County. That means somewhere house prices are up by 7%. And I think if you found the hot moving price points in Hunterdon and Somerset County in the right location, you might find they're up 7%. But you might find the other 99% of the units that are in Hunterdon and Somerset County are way behind that curve, because the Northeast trails the rest of the country. And for the last 3 or 4 years, New Jersey has trailed the Northeast. We're getting stronger. Every month looks better. Last month's employment figures weren't sterling, but the month before looked wonderful. We put more people on. We just finished April, but appointment numbers run a month late. So we just finished March with employment numbers that are actually down. But in the month of February, the month before, in effect, we put more people on in New Jersey than we did the whole year prior. So it was, wow, this looks good. I think we may be coming out of it. But on the other hand, the issue is that it's going to take a while. It depends what you want to do. You've got to take a look at where you live and what price point you're in. You need to bring an industry expert in to assess your individual situation. And we have to look at the price point within your town for that style house. And we can tell you pretty accurately what your house is worth, where it should be priced at in order to sell it, and what the market is. We can actually show you who your competition is going to be. A lot of times an agent, I try to do this, will take a person ready to list their house out and show them the competition, or at least some of the competition. Say, here's what you're competing against. You think your house is worth $550? Here's four of them at $500 that I think are worth more money than yours. I think what you need to understand is that what you think isn't necessarily reality. That's why you bring an expert in. You go to the dentist because he's an expert. You go to the car repair guy because he's an expert. You go to the realtor because he's an expert. My name is Joe Peters. I would love to work with you and help you assess your individual situation. And I can be reached at 908-238-0118. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play my commercial one more time. And then I'm going to play a few other paid commercials and we'll go to the news. I thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to call me, my number and my URL from my website will be repeated on the following commercial. Give me a shout. Contact me through the website. There's a ton of information out there. I'm very involved across Hunterdon and Somerset, and I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to help you make your dreams and goals come true as well. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
What's important is we want to have a situation where people can afford their health insurance. We want to have a situation where people have a choice of health insurers. That's not happening in Obamacare.
House Speaker Paul Ryan beginning a media push for the new GOP health care plan. Ryan said health care doesn't do any good if you can't afford it or use it.
So what good is insurance if you don't get it, if it's not offered to you, or you can't afford it? So the purpose of our bill is to get more choices, to lower prices, while preserving the protections for pre-existing conditions.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is praising the bipartisan agreement to keep the government open through September 30th, saying it allows them to do some much-needed improvements.
This budget will help us begin to improve the way we do business and how we accomplish our goals to make this country more secure.
The deal drawing some criticism from Trump supporters because it does not include funding for a border wall. USA Radio News.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
We do not confuse progress with success. There remain a number of important challenges that demand our continued attention. There is no acceptable number of sexual assault incidents.
That's Rear Admiral Ann Burkhart speaking about an increase in reports of sexual assault in the military in the last year.
About 1 in 3 service members chose to report their sexual assault in 2016. That's up from 1 in 4 in 2014. If we look back 10 years, just 1 in 14 service members felt confident enough to report what they experienced.
The Admiral said they will continue to make sure the military is a safe place for all soldiers to report attacks. A hot glue gun apparently triggered a campus lockdown at New York's Colgate University. Students were ordered to shelter in place for 4 hours last night while police investigated reports of a gunman on campus. Students said they saw someone carrying a weapon, but authorities say the threat turned out to be a student using a glue gun for an art project. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold.